This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Countries in the Pacific are meeting in San Francisco for the annual APEC summit. VOA's Anita Powell says the competition for influence between the U.S. and China is palpable.
Business leaders in the Asia Pacific say they've benefited from competition between the two superpowers. The head of Malaysia's American Chamber of Commerce told VOA that the workforce's dynamism and English skills has led to growth in many fields: semiconductors, medical devices and technology, and more.
I think it's really positive. We're seeing a lot more growth from different sectors, and Malaysia's being looked at for different strengths that we didn't even realize we had.
Asia analysts say the dynamic in the region is not likely to radically or quickly change.
I think the Biden arguments are probably the ones that are more likely to carry the day. But of course, as we saw from so many business leaders meeting with Xi Jinping, China's still an important market. And for some of those businesses, an important production hub. And that's not going to change anytime soon.
Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
Thousands of students across Australia skipped school on Friday, demanding climate action and a call for investment to be stopped in coal and gas. Marching through the streets of Melbourne and gathering outside the Federal Environment Minister's office in Sydney.
I think it's very important to protect our future. If we continue this way, when none of us are going to have a future, none of us, our children are going to have futures.
Australia climate scientists David Karoly and Nick Abell had pre-signed climate doctor certificates to excuse the students from school, citing symptoms such as increased anxiety from climate policy inaction. This is VOA News. The Israeli army says it has recovered the remains of another hostage, this one a soldier. They said earlier they had found the body of an elderly woman taken in the Hamas raid of October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Without extra funding, food aid for more than 500,000 refugees in Chad will run out next month. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says the news coming from a World Food Program official.
Pierre Honorat is Chad's country director for the UN agency.
By December, there is no more assistance. We have no more. So we really need an urgent funding for this crisis.
The International Organization for Migration says that more than 540,000 refugees have crossed from Sudan into Chad since war erupted 7 months ago between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Many have fled from West Darfur, where ethnically driven violence erupted again this month in the state capital of Al Janina.
Reuters correspondent Dallas Rizzo, who says those who arrived this year joined refugees and displaced people who were already in camps in Chad. Impoverished people in the Amazon forest need to make a living so that the remaining rainforest can live too. This story now from AP correspondent Tiffany Wong.
The Amazon's life-giving nutrients are mostly stored in trees, and when these plants are removed for a cattle ranch, for example, the soil quickly deteriorates. Then the people who constantly struggle with poverty move to a new area and cut down more trees. According to AP analysis, an area larger than Portugal is now barren. Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation's Judson Valentim has been working on a project that develops technical solutions, such as supercharging the soil, for farmers to reclaim degraded pastures or improve the management of existing pastures.
When you help farmers to improve productivity of the deforested areas, you to some extent you're helping to reduce the pressure on the remaining areas of forest.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed on Thursday a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown, according to the White House. And Amazon says it will begin selling Hyundai vehicles online in the United States starting next year. The two companies made the announcement on Thursday. Customers will be able to shop for, equip, and buy a car at Amazon.com and then schedule a delivery. I'm Scott Walterman.